B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Philadelphia Eagles? Oh, no, they're fine.
You know what's funny? Because when Ty brings up the Phillies, I go, I got no time for it. I ignore them. Except I watch every pitch.
You can't stop.
I watched every pitch last night with Massimo. Like, wait, we watch every pitch. Mm-hmm. Like I always do. Right? Up to the point where Neris nearly blew it and was able to get out of it by striking out Donaldson. Because that was big. They're running on third and one out.
It was a good win last night. I mean, but it doesn't matter.
No, it was a great win last night, but yeah. It doesn't matter. But I watch up, you know, I love Kruk. I'm watching the post game show. Like I watch.
Oh,
I watch it.
Yeah, and you're going, I can't quit you.
But for between 10 and 2, they get ignored.
You're aggressively disinterested.
Yes, because they need a lesson.
610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. Let's see what we got on Bring the Heat.
So the Eagles cancel Wednesday practice. I'm not sure how to feel, but it's like an ill feeling. I hope it's not something wicked this way comes. I don't know, man. Whew. I'm as tense as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Damn.
Never heard that before.
That's pretty good.
It's not just the fact that they're doing the walkthrough today and not the practice. It's the buildup of all of these things. And probably the biggest factor for me is the fact that the way Doug answered the question when both times on Monday and today when he was asked about Carson Wentz, and his response to me is the most concerning. That's where I'm sitting right now.
I agree.
I'm in a concerned cat house.
Listen.
With a long tail.
I'm petrified.
And I got a rocket chair. What's next?
The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. That's the Eagles' defense.
They did a different thing. I thought Schwartz changed up his blitzes. I heard somebody call Mike yesterday and was like, yeah, they run the same thing. No, they didn't. I saw zone blitz, zero. He doesn't run zero a lot. I thought he called a great game. I don't know what else the defensive coordinator could do. I mean, listen, I would criticize him, but I think he deserves to be lauded.
If you force the opposing quarterback to throw three interceptions, that means you did something right as the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Good point, Andrew.
Come on, boys, enough with that glum outlook. First of all, they can beat Detroit with McCown, okay? And then after Detroit, the mighty McCown goes into Lambeau and defeats the Packers, and we're 3-1, just like that.
I don't even want to think about that.
See,
okay. I don't want to think of a world without Carson. Carson who?
I hate that call. Because it's the mighty McCown. Now, I know he's trying to be, I like the guy, but I know he was trying to be, flipping about it. These being enamored with the backup quarterback, it ends. All right?
It's over.
Done. I don't want to see Josh McCown. I don't want to see him. I don't care if he completes five passes in a row. Little dump offs. And it was three. Two to a back and one to a tight end. He doesn't deserve to finish the drive. He's a backup. He's a backup that came out of an ESPN studio. All right? Carson Wentz needs to play.
I was pretty much chastised for not agreeing with the not playing for preseason thing. This is why we need to play preseason, because you can't simulate adrenaline going into your body and your muscles working that much harder. And I think that's why we have so many injuries right now, because these players aren't used to just taking these hits.
I think there's something to that, because you're right. You can't simulate. You can never simulate games.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Because of adrenaline.
Listen, it's an exact science. He's not right. He's not wrong.
And he's not right.
And he's not right. I mean, the Rams play no. They play nobody. What does it matter?
Yeah, they went. They stoked up the season 8-0.
No,
last year.
It all depends. It's all about, you know, your good fortune. Now, there's a way to do it. And, you know, but I don't think it's one way or another.
What all the nonsense out there with Antonio Brown and not following the Raiders and Carr. And I heard you mention that LeBron is behind all of that. Are we ready to admit yet that LeBron is just a punk? Quite frankly, I hope the Lakers don't even make the playoffs while he's there.
I don't know who said that LeBron was behind something with Antonio Brown. It wasn't us.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, me neither. So.
Where did LeBron come into the conversation?
I don't know what LeBron's got to do with Antonio Brown, but...
Was LeBron telling him to fart in front of his doctor's face?
Yeah, LeBron wouldn't do that.
No.
This Antonio Brown, on the other hand, is... I don't even know what he is. I don't even know how to describe
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I mean, he's a virus, isn't he?
Big guy.
Yeah. But he can be, he's got a great skill set. He can catch a football. Run the football. I don't know, whatever.
Good Lord, man. It started with Aaron Rodgers and now it's Reese Hoskins. But what's with the 70 porn mustaches? I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I saw the Hoskins one, man. It was bad.
Yeah, he got an interview last night because he played the game. It's just... I mean, it's a bad look. I agree.
You gotta go like Fu Manchu one or something.
Is that playoff mustache? Well, you got Movember.
It's stupid. All I want you to do is use all fields, all right? The first opposite field home run all season long.
What I want him to do is whatever they tell him to do the opposite. Because everybody but Charlie. You listen to Charlie, you don't listen to anybody else. Right. The GM calls you up to his little office, and you sit in that IKEA chair next to the desk. You go, no. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. I'll do the opposite, and right. I'll reap the reward.
Stay right with you, son.
That's exactly right, Charlie.
Stay right with you, son. You know, I always like that one, yeah.
He makes me feel good. He warms my
sure
cockles. To bring the heat, brought to you
That's
by
weird.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is your air conditioner, keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com, and you'll find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Now, and I was. This is weird because... You and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was last week. I don't like all the craziness around sports. But here we are just 2 weeks into the Eagles season.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking to state troopers. We're talking to guys about tells that they're not being forthright. And already we got all this drama surrounding the Eagles.
Yeah, but part
the three
of it,
players missing a game 4 minutes into the game.
Okay. All right, let's be real.
What's going on here?
Let's be real for a second. Part of it is man-made. Us, all right? We get so into this whole thing
mm-hmm.
that we live it. Like, so we know. Do you think, and I was going to bring this up earlier. You know, we talk about Kansas City and all. Like, I was talking to Andy recently. He loves Kansas, like, loves it. He's got
two guys at his press conference.
Right. Like, that aspect of it, it's like he's got ownership, loves him. And there's no media. There's, like, no media. There's a couple of whatever. You know, there's, like, a paper.
There's, like, the Dave Spadaro and one guy that actually writes something.
I mean, but, like, you live in, like, you exist in a complete vacuum. You don't have to worry about. You know, Doug, he's got 50 guys looking to break his balls every day.
Yeah, checks and balances.
That's what it's supposed to be. But it's a pain in the ass if you're the head coach and you're going... Or us, who are playing, you know, isolating his laughs. You know, listen, I find it interesting and entertaining, so we care about it.
Have we gone too far?
Well, no, because it's fair game. It's not too far. Mm-hmm. It's actually fun. Like, part of this whole football season is stuff like this. Like, I like it. Like, is he really telling the truth? I always... Having, like, been behind the curtain, like, I can tell when guys are just a little bit. And I, for the life of me, I believe Carson Wentz is dented. He's not seriously dented, but he's dented.
Yeah, he's dinged up.
Yep. And all that, Carson.
Yeah.
That's all, you know, that's all part of the game.
You're talking, he's
because he does not want to divulge that my quarterback's injured again. Because here's the thing. I don't care if it's probable, day-to-day, or you couch it. He didn't even want his quarterback showing up on a report.
Yeah.
just for what it means.
But you're going to have to put him on the report if he is, in fact, dented.
Yeah.
You know? I mean...
No, you don't have to. You should.
You're supposed to.
Right, but that don't mean you have to.
And if you don't, and it's proven otherwise, or you get sanctioned.
Right, but, you know...
All right, so you're saying, like, the chassis's not bent.
Right.
But you got a little dent in the rear fender.
Okay.
A quarter pound.
How in the world... we saw the hit. We saw him point... Like, he's pressing on where he got hit.
Yeah.
I've seen that 100 times. You know what that means. It means you're dented. Doesn't yeah. mean you're...
You got discomfort.
Not done, but, you know, you got dented. Yeah. You got hit. Took a pop.
Oh, man.
It's not end of the world stuff, but that's why we can actually have some fun with it.
All right. See, I'm not having fun.
If it was...
I'm angst-ridden.
No, I hear you, but they cancel practice. They usually don't cancel practice. I know Green Bay did it.
Yeah.
Well... I got news for you. If they're healthy, they're not canceling practice.
No, okay. The Colts actually did it today, too. Somebody alerts me to this tweet from Mike Wells, who covers the Colts, and says, Colts Frank Reich said they will not have a traditional practice today. They plan to have an up-tempo walkthrough. Linebacker Darius Leonard is still in concussion protocol. So maybe this is the new thing sweeping the NFL.
Sure is.
So get rid of preseason and get rid of the practices.
Sure, because they just look at it like, oh man,
more opportunity.
Rest, to hurt. Rest, 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 rest.
Oh, my goodness. All right, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Brady in Norristown on the Fanatic. Hey, Brady.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Hey, Brady.
I'm going to put you on hold, Brady. We need to clear up your line a little bit. Sorry about that. Matt in Ontario.
I don't know. I could have been here. I just didn't.
Hey, Matty.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Matt, what's up, buddy? You're on the air.
Oh, hey, guys. Sorry, man. I was just at work. Got my little earbud in. Yeah, wait. Well, how you guys doing today?
Good, buddy. Good.
Okay, guys. I'm really worried. I need you guys to coach me up. I'm from Windsor, Ontario, which is right across from Detroit, but I'm a massive Eagles fan, okay? Now, I come. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been coming to Philly every year, man, since 2012 to see a game.
Nice.
And I've never seen these guys win, man. And like, I feel like I'm cursed.
Oh, and really?
I picked it. I'll tell you, I called you guys a couple weeks ago, and I told you last year I came for the Carolina game, but I went on the stadium tour, and inside the dressing room, I stepped on the eagle by accident, which we were told not to do. And you remember what happened?
I remember that. Yes.
So, like, I left. I stormed out of that game. I didn't even wait a two minute warning last year against Carolina. I was out the door. I was like,
oh my God, I remember that. Like, yeah.
I can't take it anymore. And now with all this stuff happening, like, I chose.
Wow.
Oh man, Detroit. No way.
Hey, I remember talking about it. You're thinking, no way they're going to lose.
Yeah, and now, like, dude, I'm terrified. Like, if I come all the way out to Philly again and they lose to Detroit, like, I don't know what that's going to do to me.
Yeah, you can't come.
What do you mean? I got to come, no. Man, it's Philly. I love Philly.
I know, but you can't go to the game. You got to get ready. You got to sell your tickets.
I'm leaving on Friday.
Yeah, but brother, here's the problem. If they lose, and look, as dinged up as they are, and they lose to the Lions,
you're
done. You want to risk being banished for life? I mean, seriously, you're banished.
You don't mean that. You don't really mean it, do you?
Yeah.
Look, we got to look at the greater good, man. We'll sacrifice your ass.
I know. Honestly, guys, that's how I felt, too.
I mean, I think you sell the tickets to get the money back.
I'd rather stay home and see my team win than go all the way there and see them lose again. It is about the
greatest. Right. Well, listen, I'm saying you come, your trip's paid for, right? Or are you driving?
Well, I'm driving, but it's paid, like, I paid for, you know, hotels are paid for, tickets are paid for, things
are paid for.
So
you can get the tickets, you can get your money back with the tickets, because you can sell the tickets. There's great interest in the tickets.
Anthony, I live for this trip every year. This is all...
Man, you're breaking my heart.
This weekend is Christmas to me, man.
Christmas might not come this year, Matt.
But if they lose, you're the Grinch. Like, you don't want to be the Grinch, Matt.
Yeah, you're off the Christmas list in perpetuity.
Like, I would feel horrible that, God forbid, you're there. Now I'm starting to worry that you could be the real
Jinx.
You
could be the infection.
You could be patient zero.
You're like Robert Durst.
No, because they would have never won a Super Bowl.
Listen, we're having some fun.
Oh, my goodness.
All kidding aside, come to the game, enjoy yourself. Yeah. All right?
Your presence will have no effect. I hope not.
Enjoy it.
If they lose, though, we're
just busting your balls. That's all.
Coming up to Windsor, Ontario, looking for you. I'll send Declan up there from that show.
Declan from the Montreal
show. Rizzuto crime family. This guy tweeted this out. This guy, Ian Harditz on Twitter, tweeted out these numbers, Anthony. And this is notable number one wide receivers versus the Eagles since week one of the 2018 season. This is the case for Ramsey, Jalen Ramsey, all right? In one game against the Eagles, Amari Cooper, 10 catches, 217 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Michael Thomas played the Eagles twice since then. 12 catches for 171 and a touchdown in one of those games. The other game, 4 catches, 92 yards, and 1 touchdown. Julio Jones, 2 games against the Eagles. 10 catches for 169 yards, no touchdowns. And in the other game, 5 catches for 106 and 2 touchdowns. Corey Davis, 9 catches for 161 yards and 1 touchdown. A-Rob, 10 catches, 143 yards and 1 touchdown. Adam Thielen, 7 catches, 116 yards, 1 touchdown. Stephon Diggs, 10 catches, 91 yards, no touchdowns. DeAndre Hopkins, 9 catches, 104 yards, no touchdowns. Mike Evans, 10 catches, 83 yards, a touchdown. And Terry McLaurin, 5 catches, 125, and a touchdown. And there may be people who think that we don't need Jalen Ramsey.
Listen to those numbers. Oh, my God.
And 10 catches for 217 and 3 touchdowns for Amari Cooper.
Oh, my God. That's frightening.
I mean, somebody send that to Howie and go, please get Ramsey. Like, you need Jalen Ramsey. Those numbers are insane.
Wow.
Whew. Let's go to Brady in Norristown for that. Hey, Brady.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Did they ever figure out what happened to Wentz in the first half of that game?
He lost all of his weapons. 3 of them, at least.
Yeah, but, I mean, you think that explains why he wasn't throwing good and why, you know,
he wasn't on the same page, but he was off, too. I agree with you. I'm not going to say that he was out there making great throws.
I'm starting to think that maybe teams figured out that they get the ones early on and they can throw him off his game.
But how did that work in the second half?
Yeah, that
came out
with
sensational in both weeks.
Well, maybe he had time in the locker room, you know, calm down and get his wits together.
Maybe your theory's faulty.
Here's the problem. If you want to talk about the scripts, and Doug scripts his first 15 plays. You know that, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right, so he scripts his first 15 plays. He is not the numbers as they speak. Last year, Carson only 3 times in 11 tries scored on the first drive. Nick Foles 4 times. It seems as though he's having better scripts with Foles, which means he needs to change up the script because those scripts you can't check out of.
Yeah. And also, I just want to say shout out to my brother who's in prison. I know he's listening.
Thanks for calling. Let's go to Aaron in West Philly on the Fanatic.
What's up, brother?
He was being goofy, too. He's going to get fresh, I guarantee it.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's talking about his brother, a slight smirk
like Doug has when he's asked
you
about
think
Carson.
So?
Yeah.
All right. Hello.
What's up, Aaron?
Yo, what's up, fellas? This is what I believe. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, this is what I believe. When you're the hunter, you're the huntee, right? Peterson is so much better being the hunter. He's better being a hunter because he don't have... Can you hear me?
Yeah, stop. He doesn't... Stop playing the drops.
Somebody keep on coming in on the drops.
Go ahead. Stop laying. You're 10 years old. Playing drops.
What are you talking about?
Come on, man, because I'm driving.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Do you get me yet?
I got you.
Like the hunter is... You can relax and you know how to go at somebody. The huntee, they coming at you. He doesn't know how to be the huntee. Because when he answers Jeff McClain, he gets smart with Jeff McClain because he's asking him the questions that, because he asked him this morning, why did you get so many slow starts? And he said, I had to do something magical. Now, you know, he's getting snubbed, getting real, you know, like, you know, I want it all so I can talk any kind of way I want. See, before he won it all, you could talk to him. Mm-hmm. He was free-flowing with everything. Now that you know, he's won a little something.
You think so?
He gets his back up a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You might be right. I mean, I don't know, though.
I don't get that sense.
I think at surface, I think he's a good dude, right? Like, I think that's what makes him a really good coach, is I think he's relatable to people. I think there's also a pressure. And I also think that the reason why he kind of comes off like that this week is that he's got half his team in the tank, right? Injured. And I think
that's true.
And I think that wears on. That's just my guess. I don't know. I mean, you might be right.
But you could tell us that, though. You know, my team is going. You know, I have a lot of pressure. You're probably coming on me.
Right.
And I got to worry about my.
Nah, that's admitting weakness, though, Aaron. I don't know that he would do that.
Well, they don't. None of them do that.
No, but, you never will.
You know, his point is. You know, I get Aaron's point.
Yeah.
You would like to play these drops.
Well, when he gets a little loobots, I like to have a little fun.
He's driving.
I thought you say hunting?
Because I can't.
He's driving, and all of a sudden he hears, he's like, you got me. Who? What? Birdie comes on.
Huh? What?
And the next thing you know, it's a free-for-all, if you know what I'm saying.
Once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And you're turning red. He's turning red, giggling. Crying. He's crying. He literally was crying, tearing. And there's poor Aaron. Poor Aaron's going.
That's a violation.
What's going on? Somebody's getting them dropped.
You know who I am?
It's the Midday Show.
All right.
We're right here on
Time out.
97.5. Kill. Right here on 97.5. The Fanatic. Let me tell you about Conkerville Subaru.
Hello.
Thank you, Andrew. Way to go. You can turn my mic off. I love how this happens. You got to see this beautiful new showroom at Conkerville Subaru. I'm telling you, I've seen it. It is unbelievable. If you like the Subaru brand, you're going to love this showroom because it's all about Subaru. It's large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. And why did they build this gorgeous, beautiful showroom? Well, they did it just for you. Now, you're going to think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area, or even your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to a nice fireplace. Now, you're also going to get a free car wash after every service appointment. And going on now, Conkerville Subaru, you can pick your ride and pick your payment. Now, for example, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback Standard base model for as low as $265 per month for 36 months with $2465 due at lease signing for qualified buyers. Plus, every customer is going to get a lifetime powertrain warranty. And you got to hurry in, though, before September 30th. And while you're there, check out the new Subaru Ascent. This is the first full-size Subaru SUV, and it is tremendous. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com. Check out all the inventory and leasing details. And remember, it ends on September 30th, 2019. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for all the financing details.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Yeah, he's fine.
Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. Mikey missed at the top of the hour. Coming up tonight, it's the Ron Jaworski Show tonight. You hear it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jaws has you tonight from 6 to 7 a.m. with special guest Jason Avant on the program.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Sensational.
It's my man.
Yeah, a little Jaws show tonight. And you got the Park show tomorrow night. A lot going on, man. Crazy, crazy football stuff already that we're dealing with here in Philadelphia. This isn't the only team, but B-Mac sends me this stat on Twitter. B-Clardy2 on Twitter. Good work out of him. He goes, check this stat out. In 2017 with Reich and DeFilippo, the Eagles scored 30-plus points 10 times. 9 regular season, 1 time in the playoffs. Since then, the Eagles have scored 30-plus points, 20 games, only 4 times over 30 points since Reich's been gone.
Yeah, no, listen, I think that's all matters. I think that's all real. Now, here's the one thing. He was dealing with a banged-up Wentz last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the same way that you give Carson the slack, they're coming off a Super Bowl. I mean, you know, I mean, I get it.
There's a hangover.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll see. I mean, as the season goes on, like, we're going to be judging his scripts. I think that's a big deal. His game plans. When they all get healthy, and they're knock on wood, right, or they're all going to get healthy at some point, and this offense, like, you're going to tell me if DeSean Jackson plays, they win the game. Forget about Alshon, Goddard, and DeSean. If DeSean alone is in the game playing at 100%, don't they win the game?
Yeah. You would think so. Stands to reason, yeah.
I bought it. They got to get Ramsey. They got to get Ramsey.
Got to get him.
You got to get Ramsey.
Yeah, I mean, I just gave you all those numbers of those number one
wide receivers. You got to get him. You got to get Ramsey. You just got to get him.
It's too glaring. I mean, those numbers were huge.
Tell you one
of
thing,
opposition receivers.
You read the odds earlier,
mm-hmm.
and one of those odds is Kansas City. I am definitely afraid that Kansas City gets him.
Yeah. 610-632-0975 wants to talk some Ramsey here. CB in South Jersey's on the Fanatic. What's up, CB?
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
All right, Ant. Listen, I just want to real quick. We do need Ramsey, and I hope that Howie is somehow listening. We have 9 picks in the draft next year. We have a third and a compensatory third, and a fourth and a compensatory fourth. So why can't we just give up a 1 in 2020 and a 1 in 2021? I mean, they're going to be high picks.
Hey, listen, I'm with you. Whatever got to get it done, get it done. Now, I do believe, CB, I got all the faith in the world in Howie. And I think Howie, like, he knows the deal. He's in on every player, right?
Yeah.
He's in on every, he's contacting, he's making moves, he talked about Melvin Gordon, right? Like, he's in on these players. So, he's in on Ramsey. It's just a matter, CB, whether or not he can get it done.
Yeah, I think, and Howie, he's always got the money, the cap on his mind, and how this guy can fit in the cap. Well, if we get rid of the two number ones, and put that money towards him, because you got to pay them one big money anyway.
Nah, but you know, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way, brother. That money is not nearly what you would have to pay. It's not a one. It doesn't kind of cancel out. I hear you trying to say, but CB, it's the cap stuff is real. Like, he's gonna want you. He won't want a Briggs truck. He's gonna want and you get, you know, it's like foreign change, which is allotted to your draft.
Can we afford him?
You know, I mean, you can. It's gonna, you know, it's gonna come from somewhere else, but you can't afford him.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to think.
You're right.
We can get it. Oh,
listen, I'm with you. All right, let's just say that. CB, yeah. We're together on this.
One last thing, man.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, Jason, you there?
I'm here, man.
Yo, how did you drink milk with spaghetti, man?
It's really easy. You pour it in a glass and you drink it. I don't know what the problem is.
That's horrible. Isn't it, CB?
Well, let me ask you this, CB. Have you ever tried milk with spaghetti?
No, because that is a disgusting thing.
You can't judge something until you've tried it.
It doesn't go together.
CB, have you tried it?
Look,
Or are you just going to be judgmental without trying it?
I love you guys, man.
Did you try it, CB?
No, of course he didn't. Because you know what?
Try it.
No. I can look at doo-doo and go...
Milk's great. What's wrong with milk?
Come on, man. It doesn't go. It's disgusting.
It's an acidic product with a nice soothing product in milk. I'm telling you, the people that have tried it, and there's a lot of people like me out there, the people that are critical of it are the ones that never tried it because they're closed-minded, frankly. Let's go to...
You just admit one thing, okay?
What?
As you try to infect any kind of cuisine, that when it comes to food and distinguishable tastes, that's not your ballywick.
I like what I like. It's an individual thing.
Just admit that that's not your... Like, we go to this fabulous restaurant. This restaurant was unbelievable at Disney World. I mean, one of the great chefs. I mean, this place was awesome. Spanish. I'm at the table with Jason, Coach, and these rubes, these hillbillies from Florida, right?
You're not talking about me.
It was amazing because you actually were more refined than they were.
And, oh, I'm refined.
And that's no, you weren't.
I just don't present myself as refined.
But I'm sitting there, and you guys, it was the, what was the one plate? Because it was all tapas. So we all said tapas. And
yeah, it was samplers.
It's not a sample.
Yeah, I mean, everybody could sample. That was the idea. It wasn't like this adaptive
meal. That's what tapas are. They're appetizers. This is all appetizer menu. Yeah.
Well, they just wanted us to try everything on the thing.
Because it's a tapas menu. That's why. So anyway, they bring it out different. It was incredible. I mean, like, everyone was just incredible. And I got, like, ew, like, next to me. I hear him and Coach are making sounds. I'm like, yo, man, show some respect.
I wasn't making sounds. You only think I just don't eat anything that comes out of the ocean. But I'll have a nice glass of milk with some pasta. Nothing wrong with that.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm an aristocrat. What do you want from me?
Look at that thing, that Tupperware container.
Yeah, that was meatloaf with some queso. What's wrong with that?
Because I wouldn't eat that.
Meatloaf and cheese?
Yeah, dude, look at it. It's just a mess.
Well, it's because it's all done. It didn't look like that when I put it in. It's all messed up now. You know? When you're done eating, the dish is dirty.
Just stop talking food.
Midday
I'm
show.
Not even a snob. Like, I'm not a snob. I just
have. Yes. I'm not a snob.
I'm not.
That's not true.
Midday
no,
show.
I just appreciate something that's good.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate milk with spaghetti because I like it. It's the Midday Show on the Fanatic.
I appreciate pierogies. We love the tailgate. We all love perfect timing. We all love Mrs. T's pierogies. So when Mrs. T's pierogies asked to help them find the best Mrs. T pierogies tailgate recipes, I'm going to say no. After all, no true Philadelphia fan can resist the Mrs. T's pierogies. The great pasta stuffed with hearty potatoes, cheese, and other big, bold flavors. If you got a delicious and unique Mrs. T's pierogies recipe, and you want to win some great prizes, like a $500 Visa gift card, a year's supply of Mrs. T's pierogies, and tickets to upcoming events, and myself, Mikey Miss, Mark Farzetta, all looking for partners to team up with in the Mrs. T's Pierogies Tailgate Showdown. Just submit your best recipe on the contest page at 975thefanatic.com before September the 30th. Make it good, though, because only three finalists will be chosen, and I'm looking forward to be partnering up with one of our great listeners and for my partner to win that $500 Visa gift card and a year's supply of Mrs. T's Pierogies. Enter your recipe today at the contest page, 975thefanatic.com. No milk.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Mikey Miss coming up on a General Knowledge Wednesday. Tim McManus will join Mike today at 4:10. Let's get into a phone call here before we get out of here. Let's go to Corey in Williamstown on The Fanatic. What's up, Cor?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
I missed you guys. I'm usually a morning guy, so when you guys transitioned, it threw me way off. Hey, I just want to touch base on the second.
Threw me off, too.
That angelic voice you got, it soothed me through the mornings, and now it's like gone.
Oh, Anthony soothed you?
That's right.
It's like a Barry Manilow and a Luther Vandross combined.
Wow.
But you know what I noticed a lot, and this is why I really think we need Jalen Ramsey, because you know we don't have Jim Johnson anymore. We're not blitzing every down. We're not sending the house. So the secondary, when you got the quarterback sitting back there for 3 seconds, even 2.5 seconds, and he's able to kind of just see where he's throwing that ball in the secondary, that secondary is not going to play as well as if you got someone right in his face.
Yes.
Like we got 5-6 guys coming in his face. You know what I mean? I think that's what Jalen Ramsey brings. He brings that presence where, go ahead, one-on-one, your best versus our best. I guarantee you 90% of the time you're not going to complete that ball. And if we got that 90% lockdown on like half the field with Malcolm and him, you know, that's going to speak volumes to the rest of our season.
Totally. Totally right. Totally right. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Hey, talk about a difference maker. I mean, you automatically now, if you got Jalen Ramsey in the backfield, who's better than the NFC? And look, Dallas is good, but now you got Jalen. Go ahead, Dak. Try to go find Amari Cooper with Jalen Ramsey in his shorts.
Exactly, and my biggest concern has been the linebackers, because I thought that they couldn't close on gaps quick enough to where with the quarterbacks we're looking at the first 2 weeks, they're checking down in the flats, they're checking down in the mid part of the field, in the seam routes, and you can't always blame the secondary on that.
Yes, I agree.
We don't have athletic linebackers that can cover enough space like the Michael Kendricks that I used to see run stride for stride down the sideline with running backs. We just don't have that presence anymore. So we've got to overcompensate where? On the line and on the secondary. Or we got to blitz the linebackers if we would have had.
I agree,
You know?
Yeah, no, I think you sussed it out great. By the way, Core Tasty Cake Dom says hello.
Oh,
he says you're a big time great sportsman.
I appreciate that very much.
Good stuff, Core.
Thanks, Core.
Buddy.
Appreciate it. Let's squeeze in Benny.
I agree. There he is, our boy Ben.
What's up, Benny?
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, Benny.
I heard you're going to be at Parks Casino tomorrow night. Is that true, Anthony?
Yeah, every Thursday, buddy.
Every Thursday.
Yes.
That's going to be great. I should come one of those days.
Yeah, you come to the studio.
Yeah.
You're too. I want to make sure. I don't think you're old enough to get it. You get to do the
casino. I'm 21.
That's right. You just turned 21.
Oh.
Yeah, but we don't want to get you in. We want you to come to the studio.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's fine. Yeah, sure.
You're such a good guy, and you're autism champ.
Yes, sir.
We want to make sure that you remain pristine.
I love it. I started my new job yesterday.
How'd it go? You're the autism ambassador.
It was great. I loved it.
Good
I
man,
loved it.
Buddy.
I love it. I love it a lot.
Well, you deserve it, and you're going to be great at it. You're great as the Eagles autism champ, and you know how proud of Jason and I are of you.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good man, buddy.
You're resolute, which I like.
Are they going to win? Beat the Lions?
They should have won on Sunday. What happened with Nelson Aguilar not catching the catch?
Yeah, he's got to make that catch, Ben.
I know, Ben. I know.
Thanks, Benny.
I know, buddy. I know.
Be good, man. We'll talk to you again this week, but we got to get to Mikey Miss because he's got you on a General Knowledge Wednesday.
I don't catch that ball. I'm still not over that catch. I'm sorry. I'm still not over that catch.
Yeah.
You watch tomorrow, I'm gonna have residual effects.
Mikey Miss up next to two. Our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit their website, handtoshouldercenter.com. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, on The Fanatic. Mikey Miss is up next. Stay tuned. He's got you 2-6 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.